Thank you, Collins, and thank you, worship team. Wonderful.
谢谢 Collins， 谢谢我们特别美好的敬拜团队，使我们有很好的时间。
I remember one time, you know, we changed the name retreat to advance.
有一次我们把这个退休呢，把它改了这个名字是往前进。
Rather than youth retreat, it'll be youth advance.
不是年轻人往后退，而是年轻人往前行。
And I was surprised when who made the announcement? Everyone is welcome on the youth retreat. Is that Amy or Iris?
Amy 和 Iris 他们刚刚讲到，就说所有的年轻人都是欢迎的。
So I don't know what does it mean. Everyone welcome.
所以我不知道这样说的这个，我们是不是都是年轻人？
Now they have a new term for the senior.
这个现在呢，我们对年长的也可以用这个词。
They call it chronologically gifted people.
他们叫做就是在这个脑子里面非常的这个被恩赐的人。
So basically, we are not old.
所以我们不是老的。
We are chronologically gifted.
我们是在生理上面是很这个有技能的，是。
So how is everyone?
其实几乎是每。
One thing I want to tell you when we speak English with an accent.
有一件事情想告诉你们，当我们说英语有这个口音的时候，
Those people have at least have two language.
那这些人呢，其实都是有两种语言的。
So you'll be blessed, you know, when we speak with an accent.
所以你们听到我们有口音的时候，你们是被祝福的。
Now I want to go back, 2 weeks ago, I shared a sermon on the road to Emmaus.
那两周以前呢，我讲了一个讲道呢，就是说去到那个以马忤斯的路上。
The first part I'm talking about, you know, what the Lord gave me, Psalm 92.
第一个我就讲到了神给我呢，就是诗篇九十二篇。
Talking about, you know, those who plant in the house of the Lord will flourish.
就是那些呢栽种在神殿里的，他们就会兴旺。
And I forgot to mention one important point.
那我忘记了其中一个很重要的一点。
So before I share today's message, I want to give that important point.
那今天呢，在我讲到以前呢，我要给大家讲这个重要的这一点。
I don't know how many of you know that every tree they grow in two directions.
多少人知道一个树呢？它生长的时候，它有两个方向的来生长。
It grow up and it grow down.
那它一部分呢是往上长，一部分是往下长的。
The interesting part is, you know, when you plant a seed.It will grow down first.
那很有趣的就是当你种下一粒种子的时候，它是先往下长的。
Because the root system is so important.
因为它的根系是非常重要的。
And then after they grow down, and then they start growing up.
那当它往下扎根以后呢，它才开始往上长。
And there's a term they call it how you grow down and how you grow up.
那有一个词呢，就讲的是你怎么样往下扎根、往上增长的。
When it grows down, it's called gravitropic.
那你往下长的时候是叫着
grow up is phototropic.
我不知道怎么办。
没关系，好。Because you know, when you grow up, you need the sun.
因为你往上长的时候，你需要太阳。
When you grow down, you don't need the sun.
你往下长的时候，你就不需要太阳。
So when the seed buried in the soil is dark and damp.
因为当你这个种子呢在埋在土里面呢，它是黑的，是黑暗的。
Right?
It's, 是吗
？You don't see anything. It's dark and damp.
是非常黑暗的，你知道吗
？Remember one time I shared about you feel your life is dark and damp. You're not buried, but you are planted.
对，你记得吗？当你的生命你感觉到好像被卡在那儿，好像是黑暗的，其实你不是被掩埋了，而是你被栽种了。
But this is exactly our life journey.
那这个其实是我们人生一个。这个里程是这样子的。
Because we talk, you know, Gideon mentioned about those under the persecuted Christian in different country, right? They blossom.
就像赵爸讲的，就是当那些在列国里面他们被逼迫的，其实他们是在神里面是兴旺的。
You can only see the top part because they flourish.
你只能看到他们上面那部分，因为他们是在兴旺盛的。
They bear a lot of fruit.
他们呢结很多的果子
and they grow and grow.
他们就不断的成长
but you don't realize what they're facing down in the root system.
但是你们不知道他在下面他的根系所遇见的
they're under persecution
他们在逼迫之下。
They run for their life.
他们在为着他们的生命在奔，在被逼迫逃跑。
They spend a lot of time studying the word of God, memorizing the word of God.
他们花很多的时间来学习神的话语，在背诵神的话语。
They fast and they pray.
他们禁食祷告。
All these are the root system.
这些都是他们的根系。
So today, okay, I just want to let you know that, you know, in order to have, you flourish, you have to have a very good root system.
所以今天我想跟大家讲，为了要上面你的发旺，你需要很好的一个根系的系统。
So today I'm sharing a word called digging.
所以今天我要跟大家分享的呢，叫做挖掘。
Let me find the scripture. It's from the book 2 Kings chapter 3.
是在列王记下第三章。
Okay, I'll give you some back, let me read the very big. I'll give you some background about the story first, okay?
我先给你们一下这个故事的背景。
So we need verse 1.
来，我们来到第一节。
Now Jehoram, the son of Ahab, became king over Israel.As a Samaria in the 18 years of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 12 years.
犹大王约沙法18年，亚哈的儿子约南在撒玛利亚登基，做了以色列王12年。
Okay, this you see the first king called Jehoram.
你看到第一个王叫做约沙法。
He is the son of Ahab, a very wicked king.
哦，约兰他是。亚哈的儿子，而亚哈呢是一个非常邪恶的王。
Her mom is Jezebel.
那他妈妈呢就是耶洗别。
So this is a wicked king.
所以这是一个非常邪恶的一个王。
And then the other king mentioned Jehoshaphat.
那另外一个王我们讲到的是约沙法。
Jehoshaphat is a very good king.
约沙法是一个很好的王。
Now, the next verse.
第二节。
I give you some background.Okay, verse 3, I want to see the Moab.
第三节。
4? Sorry, okay. Now, Misa, the king of Moab, was a sheep breeder, and he regularly paid the king of Israel 100,000 lamb and the wool of 100,000 ram.
摩亚王米沙牧养许多羊，每年将十万羊羔的毛和十万公绵羊的毛给以色列王进贡。
Okay, Moab is another king.
那摩亚王呢是另外一个王。
Yeah, Misa, another king, is the king of Moab.
那米沙呢就是这个摩亚的王。
So when Ahab is alive, he has to give all the sheep and the ram.
所以当亚哈王还在的时候呢，这个王要跟他进贡这么多的羊和羊毛。
But now Ahab died, he rebelled.
那现在呢，这个亚哈王死了以后呢，他就造反了。
So Jehoshaphat, Jehoram, another king of Edom, tried to fight against Misa, the Moab king.
所以呢，就是以色列王还有以东王呢，他们就开始要一起，还有这个约沙王，他们就要来。打这个摩押王。
Now this is a story how it happened.
这就是一个故事，它是怎么样发生的。
So they plan to attack the king of Moab, Misa.
所以他们呢就现在计划来攻击这个摩押王米沙。
And then Jehoram to ask Jehoshaphat which way I should go to attack them.
约兰王就问约沙法说：“我应该到哪一个往哪条路去走去攻击他这个王呢
？”Because you know Jehoshaphat has more experience in the battlefield.
因为约沙法王在这个打仗上面比他要更有经验。
Jehoshaphat suggests, "Why don't we attack them from the Edom, from the south, the very dry desert, go up?"
所以就是约沙法王呢就建议他说，我们要不要从那个很干的那个河谷往上去打，从以东开始呢
？Okay, this is how the story starts. They attack from the south to attack Moab, the Misa Moab king.
所以他们这就是故事开始，他们是从南部现在打那个摩押王米沙。
So the story talk about they go through the desert.
所以这故事呢讲到他们要经过这样的一个沙漠。
For 7 days.
七天。
And there's no water.
那七天的里面都没有水
，so they're so desperate.
所以他们非常的窘迫当时。
So they said, "Why don't we? There's a prophet here. Why don't we ask a prophet? What should we do?"
所以他们说，这里既然有先知，我们要不要问一下先知，我们该怎么样做呢？
But you know, Jehoram really say, no, we don't need a prophet.
约拿王就说，哦，我们不需要那个先知。
Because he is so wicked, he is afraid that, you know, this is because the judgments come upon him.
所以因为他是很邪恶的王，所以他害怕，因为去求告这个先知的话，神的审判会临到他。
But Jehoshaphat said, no, we need a word from the Lord. This is very spiritual.
那约沙王说，不，我们需要来求告王，因为这个求告这个先知，因为这是非常属灵的。
So they humbled themselves, all the king, they go and see Elisha.
所以他们呢都一起谦卑来去见那个先知以利沙。
And they really humbled themselves because usually the king will ask the people to see him, but now this time they go and see Elisha.
那这些王的确是谦卑了他们自己，平时呢都是他们要叫别人来见他们，但现在呢他们自己亲自去见这个先知以利沙。
So they really have a really humble heart.
所以他们真的有一个非常谦卑的心。
And then when Elisha met them, he said, because of Jehoshaphat, I'm going to meet you, otherwise I won't see you.
那以利沙说，因为约沙法王我才会来理你，要不然的话我连踩都不会踩你们。
OK, now this is a background story.
这就是我们故事的一个背景。
We go to 15.
那我们看到第十五节。
He said, but now bring me a musician. Then it happened when the musician played that the hand of the Lord upon Elisha.
所以他说，现在你们给我找一个弹琴的人来，弹琴的时候耶和华的灵就降在以利沙身上。
So this is very key, is you know, when you worship, when the musician play, the hand of the Lord, the Holy Spirit will come upon whoever want to speak.
所以这个是非常关键的，就是当你在敬拜的时候，那个神的灵就降在那个要说话的那个人身上。
A lot of people, they're not used to come to Zion because we worship for 1 hour.
因为很多人他不习惯到锡安来，因为我们好像敬拜的时候要一个多小时。
But my heart is, you know, you don't come from the message, you come from the presence of God when you worship.
我的心是，你不是来为着这个信息来的，你来是为着神的同在。
So those people, when Pastor Colin said, you miss because you come in before the message.
所以就是 Colin 牧师讲的，就是你错过了，因为你只是为了信息而来。
Come at 9:30 and join the worship.
所以九点半就要来一起的享受这个敬拜。
Because the key is the presence of God.
因为的关键就是神的同在。
So verse 16.
所以第十六节。
This is my whole message. Verse 16 and 17. And he said what? Thus says the Lord.
十六节十七节就是我所要今天讲的这个信息。那十六节他讲到说，他便说耶和华如此说，那说什么呢？
So you want you to highlight this word, thus says the Lord.
所以你们需要来重视这句话，说到耶和华如此说。
But this is the key phrase, you know, we have to live by.
这就是一个很重要的一个话，是我们需要活在这个话中的。
And then Elisha give them some instruction.
那以利沙就给他们一些的指示。
He said, make this valley full of ditches.
他说你们要在这谷中满处挖沟。
And then he continued to prophesy.
然后他继续的来说预言。
For thus says the Lord again. See, remember they said second time, thus says the Lord.
那第十七节讲到说，耶和华如此说，看，你们看，神这个又讲了一遍。
You shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain yet.That valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animal may drink.
他说：“你们虽不见风，不见雨，这谷必满了水，使你们和牲畜有水喝。”
Next verse, I want the next verse too.
我也想要第十八节。
And this is also the key. And this is simple matter in the sight of the Lord.
这也是很重要的一点，说。这在耶和华眼中，这还算为小事。
And another promise, he will also deliver the Moabite into your hand.
他也必将摩押人交在你们手中。
Now this is, you have to highlight all the phrase that says the Lord, and then the instruction and all the promises.
所以你要特别的来重视这个关键，就是耶和华如此说，然后呢讲到说这个你们。你们神的应许。
So the king, when they return, is including the, when they return, they have to tell the people.
所以当王回来的时候，他要把这个信息告诉所有的人。
He said, "We seek the Lord, and this is what the Lord told us to do."
他说，这个就是我们寻求神，神告诉我们要这样做。
He said, "We have start digging ditches or trenches."
他说，我们要现在开始来挖这个沟。
Now, don't forget, they walk in the desert for 7 days.
你不要忘记，他们在这个旷野，他们已经走了7天了。
No water.
没有水。
They're thirsty.
他们很干。
They're tired.
他们累了。
And the instruction said you start digging.
但是这个指示说你们现在要开始挖掘。
I don't know how you dig in the desert.
我不知道你们在这样的一个旷野里面你们怎么样来挖。
At home we have a little garden, and when I dig, it's hard work.
如果在我的家有一个后院里面有一个小花园，我要来挖，实际上是一个非常不容易的一件事情。
Especially when the season's over, you know, everything is gone, and then Mama Lucy said, "Can you get rid of all this?" With the plant.
所以特别是当这个季节已经过了，那些植物都已经枯干了，然后妈妈 Lucy 说，你能不能把这些这个废枝啊什么的把它处理掉呢？
So they have no choice because they have to listen to the king. They start digging.
因为他们没有任何的选择，他们要听这个王的，所以他们就开始来挖了。
Now there's some principle is, you know, we have to do our part and God can do his part.
所以这里有一个原则，就是我们要做我们的这一部分，然后神可以做他的那一部分。
Because when God said, you know, you make this valley full of ditches.
因为神说了，你要让这个谷是挖满了沟。
Do you feel that, you know, God need them to dig ditches before he put the water there?
你觉得神需要让他们先挖沟，以至于神后面能够让水来浇灌吗？
Of course, no.
当然不是。
He said it's a very little matters to God.
因为这里也讲到，对耶和华来说，这就是一件小事。
God can always say, you know, river, ponds, you know, the water will come right away.
因为神可以他自己直接说水呀、啊，水还有那个池塘，水马上就来了。
But I feel the Lord is saying to everyone here.
所以，但是我感觉神现在向我们中间每一个人在说话。
You show me your faith, and I show you my faithfulness.
神说，你向我来显明你的信心，我向你来显明我的信实。
I repeat that. You show me your faith, and I show you.My faithfulness.
你向我来显明你的信心，我向你来显明我的信实。
God loves to see our faith.
神愿意看见我们的信心。
Because we need faith in action.
因为我们需要信心和行为。
Remember the story about Peter in the boat in the storm?
记得在这个讲到彼得在这个船上。
And Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, tell me to come, and I will come."
那彼得就跟在水面上行走的耶稣说，如果主啊，如果是你，你告诉我，让我走到你面前。
And Jesus said, come.
那耶稣说，来吧。
So what did Peter do?
那彼得做了什么呢？
He get out of the boat and walk on water.
他就下了船，在水上面行走。
And how about the other 11 disciples?
那其余的十一位门徒呢？
They stay in the boat.
他们还在留在这个船上。
Many kindGod wants us to participate in what He's doing in our midst.
很多的时候，神愿意我们来在他所做的事情上面有份。
Especially when God wants to do a miracle in our life, you know, God wants you to participate.
特别是神要在我们生命当中做神迹的时候，他需要我们一起来参与。
But many people, they're waiting for God to show His faithfulness.
但是很多人只等着神向他们来显明神的信实。
And you're not showing God your faith.
而你不向神来显明你的信心。
So this the whole story here. They take the first step of faith.
所以这是一个整个的故事的第一步，就是说你要跨出你信心的那一步。
So they start digging.
所以他们就开始挖。
Now can you imagine? I don't know. I never tried to dig a trench in the desert.
你能够想象吗？我从来没有在旷野里面挖过这样的沟。
But we were in the desert, you know, somehow nearby in Oregon.
在 Oregon 那边，我们去过看过那个旷野。
You know, there's a little desert in Oregon. You ride the dune buggy up there, yeah.
你看到那边有一个小的沟，你到那边去。
When you dig, the other sand will come down again.
当你在挖的时候呢，从那边的那个沙就会下来。
So it's a lot of work to dig a ditches or trench in a desert.
所以。对你来说，在一个旷野里面要挖一个沟，是非常不容易的。
What I see that is, you know, The position where they are in the desert is very similar to many churches. We are in the desert area.
所以他们现在在个旷野的这个状态呢，就跟我们现在很多的教会是一样。我们在旷野中。
You feel so dry.
你感觉到很干。
You're thirsty.
你感觉到很饥渴。
You're longing for God to do something in our midst.
你很渴慕神在我们当中做一些事情。
But this story, the Lord only gave them one instruction: you dig.
但是在这个故事的里面，神只给他们一个指引，就是你要挖沟。
And the Bible said, you know, later said, suddenly the water started flowing.
但是在这个后面的故事讲说，突然这个水就开始流动。
So I want to just to emphasize the word suddenly.
所以我要来大家注意关注这个词，就是突然。
Suddenly is not sudden. Suddenly is many gradual decisions you make all of a sudden if come out.
所以突然呢，不是说好像立刻的出现了一件事情，而是在你做了一个决定，那么渐渐的在这到一个时刻的时候，突然这个事情就发生。
I tell you a good example.
我给你们一个好的例子。
Before I get married, I'm very skinny.
我结婚前呢，我很瘦。
136 pounds.
130 pounds.
And then after I get married.
那我结婚以后呢
？Because now Mama Lucy a good chef.
因为妈妈 Lucy 是很好的厨师。
So one day.
所以有一天。
When I look in the mirror, suddenly I found that I gain.Double the size.
有一天我看我在镜子上看，突然我发现我已经两倍胖了。
I used to be size 32 my waist.
因为我以前的我的腰也只有两号尺寸。
32.
哦，三十二。
Prophesy. But now, when I look at my mirror, 36.
我突然看到说镜子像。这为什么发生了？现在变成36了。
It can be suddenly from 32 to 36.
32到36是不可能一夜发生的。
It's only suddenly when I look at the mirror.
只是突然我看见了镜子而已。
That means it's gradually I'm gaining weight because I eat and eat and eat.
所以说明呢，我是渐渐的长肥的，因为我吃啊吃啊吃啊。
So you realize that when you mention about suddenly, it's not really suddenly.
所以当你想，当你说到突然间，其实并不是真正突然的。
It's many decisions made in life gradually. It come to that suddenly.
是你在生命当中，你许多的决定，然后慢慢的就变成突然间了。
Now this is so you know later you say all of a sudden you know the water come. No, actually they dig night and I mean I don't understand. They dig and dig and dig. Okay.
所以这个故事里面，你看到好像突然间，但实际上他们是挖呀挖呀挖呀，这个事情才成就的。
So there's many things in your life it happens suddenly. You have to look back when I start gradually going downhill.
所以呢，其实，在你生命当中，你好像发现这个事情是突然发生的，但实际上你要往回看，你会发现你什么时候做了决定，以至于你的这样的一个生命呢，慢慢慢慢往下滑的。
Can you imagine they circle not the circle they walk in the desert for 7 days and suddenly they realize that I need a word from the Lord.
所以你可以想象吗？他们其实在这个旷野绕行了7天，突然间他们想到说我需要神的话。
If they realize that the first day they don't have to suffer that much, right?
如果他第一天就明白的话，他就不需要这几天都受苦了。
So I want you to think and consider so many things in your life is in the spirit realm.
所以我想要让你们来想到很多的事情在你们的生命当中，实际上在属灵的领域。
So you have to be right away said, I have to seek God for a word.
所以你需要立刻的来到神面前说，我需要寻求神，得到神的话。
Don't wait till for another 7 days, you know, you're totally thirsty and so weak and tired, and then you said, I better seek the Lord.
所以不要等到七天以后，你已经很累了，你很枯干了，你很饥渴了，你才说我要来寻求神的话。
So this is very key, you know, think of things that it happened a lot of time is spiritual.
所以你要这样想，很多的事情发生，其实都是属灵的。
I remember you know reading a book talk about divorce.
我想到我以前读到一本书讲到离婚。
They make a very funny statement.
他们有一个很有趣的讲法。
How come the people divorce?
人怎么会离婚呢
？He said it's only two ways.
他说只有两种方法。
gradually and then suddenly.
他就说，就是渐渐的，然后突然发生了。
It's very very deep, right?
这个是非常深刻的。
It's so true. It's you don't divorce all of a sudden. It's gradually and then suddenly.
所以这是非常真实的，你是渐渐的，然后突然发生了。
Even with the money, how come you live in deficit? It's gradually and then suddenly.
就像那个钱一样，你为什么会欠债呢？是因为慢，渐渐的，然后突然的。
So remember, nothing is suddenly.
所以来记住，没有一件事情是突然发生的。
When have something happen suddenly, look back, go backward.
所以如果有一件事情是突然发生的，你需要回望过去的决定。
Now, this particular prophet Elisha, I really admire.Him, I learned from him, you know, this story.
所以这个先知以利沙呢，我很喜欢他。
He prophesied a few things.
他呢预言了一些事情。
One thing we know that the hands of the Lord upon him.
那第一件事情，我们知道神的手在他身上。
And then he said, "Thus says the Lord."
然后他说，耶和华如此说。
Right? Thus says the Lord.
神如此说。
Something is when you doing the Bible reading every morning.
那 有一些事情，就当每一天早晨你在读神的话语的时候。
And when you receive a word, please underline it, it's because that says the Lord.
那你读到一些话是神跟你讲话的，你需要在下面划好线，因为这就是神如此对你说的。
Now, one of the key thing with Elisha when he prophesied.
那很重要的关键就是当以利沙在发预言的时候。
He did not.Prophesy what he see.
他不是根据他看见的来发预言。
I want you to pay attention.
我需要你们注意。
When he prophesied, he did not prophesy. He did not prophesy according what he see.
当他来发预言的时候，他不是根据他所看见的来发预言的。
I try to develop a little bit. What he hasn't said is that all the ground is dry.
他没有说的是说，这个地是干的。
The battle is hopeless.
这样的一个征战是毫无意没有希望的。
Your situation is so desperate.
你的这个状况是非常的不容易的。
But he prophesied the positive thing. Positive.
但是他是正面的来发预言。
Because he can prophesy what he see.
因为他可以根据他所看见的来发预言。
Right, and then add whatever the Lord said.
然后再用神说的来结束。
But totally, he ignored what he see.
但是他完全的没有说他所看见的。
But right away he said, "Thus says the Lord."
他马上说，神是如此说。
Because we have to stop seeing all the negative thing about what we see.
因为我们要停止根据我们看见的那些事物而讲出那些消极的话。
And we have to declare and prophesy what God said.
我们需要宣告来发预言神所说的。
Do you understand? We need a switch.
你需要这样的一个转变。
Don't emphasize what you see.
不要来强调你所看见的。
But proclaim, declare what God said. Thus says the Lord.
但是要来宣告，来宣扬你神所说的。你要说神如此说。
Maybe you in a very terrible situation.
可能你在一个很糟糕的一个情况里面。
But you have to add, I don't want to declare my terrible situation, but thus says the Lord.
但是你要说，你要决定说，我不要说这些不容易的状况，我要说神是如此说的。
You will be in a very painful situation.
你在一个很痛苦的一个境况里面。
You can dwell on that, or you say that says the Lord.
你可以来像这样说，神如此说。
Because it's so important that you know our mindset have to switch.
因为很重要，我们的心思意念需要来转化。
Now I'm not talking about denial.
我讲到的不是否认，
不是 denial. Your situation is real, right?
因为你的情况是真实的，你不是来否认。
Your pain is real.
你的痛苦也是真实的。
But I want to focus on what the Lord said.
但是我要来关注神所说的。
Right? That says the Lord is settled.
所以当我们说神如此说的时候，这样这个事情就成就了。
Because you have to match what you declare, what God promised.
因为你需要来宣告神所应许的。和 你所宣告是一样的。
Because many times, you know, when you go down a trail, doesn't match what God promised you, you have to switch right away.
所以有的时候当你走到往下行的时候，你需要心思意念马上的一个转换，因为你要知道神向你所应
许。 You hold on to God's promise, but actually when you live it out, it doesn't match. But then you have to switch and I believe what God says.
所以当你相信神所应许你的，但实际上你的生活却是相反的时候，你需要心思意念里面一个转换，说我相信神所说的。
You have to believe what God said. You have to walk in what God said. You have to work with what God said.
你需要来听见神所说的，你需要行走在神所说的里面，你需要来在神所说的里面来成就。
But this is how you deal with the situation you are in.
这就是你怎么样来处理你所在的这个境况的里面。
Because I feel that maybe some of you got stuck in where you are.
因为我发觉很多的人他卡在他所处的环境的里面。
You don't feel like you are a conqueror.
你不觉得你是一个得胜者？
You feel like you are a victim.
你觉得你是一个受害者？
But the Lord called us, you know, more than conqueror.
但是神他呼召我们是是那个得胜有余的。
Huh? You feel now your life is so dry.
你觉得你现在生活好像很枯干？
You have to switch your mindset.
你需要心思意念来完全的改变。
When you go through injustice.
你当你走过，当你经历一些的不公义的时候。
I go through that injustice. It's not fair.
我也经历那个不公义的时候，是不公平的。
So I have to declare what the Lord said.
我需要来宣告神所说的。
I said, "Thus says the Lord."
我说神如此说。
The enemy have to repay me double.
因为仇敌他需要付还我双倍。
While I go through the trouble.
我所走过的这些的困难。
Right? We have to declare what God promised me.
我需要来宣告神对我应许的。
Because this is very key, you know, in order for us to live on this journey.
因为这是非常关键的，以至于我们能够行走在这样的一个旅程的里面。
Because many times we are digging ditches to prepare what the Lord will do later.
因为我们很多的时候在挖这样的沟，在预备神将来要在我们生命当中所做的。
Sometimes you when you heard about this promise, you know, destruction, it's crazy. It's so dry, and we have been walking there for 7 days, not a sign of water.
所以有的时候你听到这样的一个指引的时候，你会觉得这个是很疯狂的，因为我已经在这个旷野绕行7天，我都没有看见任何的水。
You don't need any ditches in a dry place.
你不需要在一个干燥的地方需要任何的坑。
But that says the Lord, you have to get ready. Remember the promise that get ready for the water.
但是你要相信神的应许，你要预备好能够得着神给你的水。
So I love this story. It said the Lord is preparing us. We have to dig in the spirit realm.
所以我很喜欢这个故事，就是神要来预备我们，以至于我们在能够在这个属灵的领域得到。
So when the Holy Spirit moves, we have container.
所以当圣灵在运行的时候，我们有一个承载的。
And also, the ditches when receive the grace from the Lord, the grace of God can flow.
所以这个沟也是我们能够从神来领受神给我们的恩典，能够在我们当中来流动。
So the if you read the story, so they talk about the water coming from Eden.
所以你们读下去的时候就看到那个水是从以东过来的。
It's a crazy place because Eden is a desert.
这是一个很疯狂的事情，因为以东其实是一个旷野。
Remember I said, you know, they marched for 7 days and then the Lord said the water would come from Eden.
你想到吗？他们说绕行了七天以后，他们说这个水会从以东过来。
Because God, when God promised, the blessing can come from the driest place in our life.
因为当神来应许的时候，那个祝福会从一个很从你生命中很干的那个地方过来。
The same desert is funny with the noise. Is it the monitor? Is the mountain gone? They have been marching there for 7 days.
他们需要在那里绕行7天。
And they are dehydrated.
他们其实已经失水了。
And they are thirsty.
他们非常的干渴。
But God said.The same place you are dehydrated and thirsty, the water will come from that place.
但是神说，在同样一个地方，是你干渴的，是你失水的地方，但是水就要从那里出来。
There's a principle here.
这里有一个神的原则。
The comfort the Lord gives you when you go through a difficult time.
那神当你走过这个不容易的这些的时刻，神给你的安慰。
It's the same comfort you give to other people when you go through it.
是你给别人，当别人走过这样的困难的时候，给的同样的安慰。
Can you see that?
你可以看到吗？
You go through crisis.
你走过你生命当中的危机。
And the Lord comforts you.
神来安慰你。
It's the same thing. When you got healed, you comfort other people. The same place will flow the blessing.
所以就是同样的，当别人遇到这样的一个医治的时候，你得到的安慰呢，就可以给他们，是从你同样一个地方流出来的。
And I said last time when I preached, we'll go through a breaking season.
我就是上次讲到说，我们走过一个被掰开的季节。
But it can turn into a blessing to many people.
但是可以成为一个对众人的祝福的地方。
So the important thing for this story is they start digging the ditches.
所以在这故事里面，当他们来挖这个沟的时候。
They don't know why they dig, right? They just obey. But when they dig, there's an expectation.
所以当他们在挖的时候，他们其实不知道，但是他们有一个期待。
Because the Lord promised, you know, that says the Lord, the water will come.
因为神应许他们说，神如此说，水会来。
It's the same thing when the Lord asks us to, because in different area of our life, we need the digging.
所以因为在我们的不同的生命的层面，我们都需要这样的一个挖。
It can be your relationship.
可能是你的关系。
It can be stewardship.
可能是你的一个管理的地方。
All we have to do is listen and we start dig.
所以我们所需要的就是听，然后开始来挖。
Because this is what God intends them to do.
因为这就是神要让他们来做的。
And sometimes we have after you dig for a little while.
有的时候呢，我们挖了一会儿了以后。
You're wondering when the water will come.
你就在想说，什么时候水能够来呢
？And how the water will come, right?
神怎么可能来呢？
Always,
水怎么会来呢
？You all have that kind of question.
我们就会有在脑子里有这样的一个问题。
How?And when?
就是说，怎么样？什么时候
？Especially when they go through 7 days without water.
特别是他们七天这样绕行没有水的时候。
Sometimes you don't even know whether they're still alive, you know, after stay without water 7 days.
所以有的时候你都想七天没有水是不是能够活着都还成问题。
But they remember, you know, what the Lord said, dig ditches.
但是他们记住神跟他们说的要挖沟。
You know, there's something we have to release in our own life.
所以有一些事情在我们自己的生命当中说要来释放出来的。
The Bible did not give them any, we call it, exact how the water will come. Put it that way.
圣经里面没有说神会告诉他们是怎么样的水会来。
And when the water will come.
什么时候水会来
？They only give them instruction. You dig.
他只给他们一个指示，就是挖沟。
There's two words. Either you dig or you experience a drought.
这里好像就是说，要么你挖，要么你就是经历那个干燥。
Right? They have two choices only.
只有这两个选择。
Dig or drought.
挖或者就是在干的里面。
But they choose to dig.
但他们的选择去挖。
Now, once you have the instruction, you just forget everything. Follow the instruction.
所以当你有指引的时候，你应该忘记一切，来跟随这个指引。
I'm sure many people, you know, in the army will thinking that, you know, when Lord released the word, the water will come right away.
所以我相信很多人的心里面的那个想法就是说，当神说了要有水的话，这个水会马上就来了。
Same thing when I read the Bible, receive a word, I thought, wow, it will happen right away, tomorrow or instantly, right?
所以我常常是读圣经的时候，看到神的这个应许的时候，我就想说，神，你这个应许会立刻就来。
This is so normal, right? When the Lord released a word, I want to happen right away.
所以神释放他的话语，我要这个事情立刻发生。
But it doesn't happen like that.
但是不是这样发生的。
What happened is God will do it when you dig it.
那发生的是说，当你挖的时候，神会来做。
I repeat that: when you dig it, God will do it.
就是当你挖的时候，神才会做。
Nobody can make it happen.
没有人能够让这个事情发生。
But God can make it happen.
但是神能够让这个事情发生。
Because He is sovereign God.
因为他是一个全能的神。
Remember, they prophesied there's no wind and no rain.
那你记得吗？他发预言说没有风，没有雨。
好 ，So I'm sure you know after they dig. Now they dig all night because they receive the instruction. They dig, and they will ask, "You feel any raindrop?"
所以你记得吗？他们在挖的时候，他们可能就是想说，哎，好像你有没有感受到一点点雨滴呀
？No, right?
没有。
So they dig. You feel any mist? Any mist?
你感觉到一点水汽了吗
？They said no.
他们说没有啊。
Remember the Bible said no rain and no wind.
你记得圣经说没有风没有雨。
So I said, you know, if no rain and no wind, at least some mist, so they know that the water is coming.
所以没有风没有雨，至少感受到一点雪水汽吧，要不然的话怎么知道水来呢？
But nothing happened.
但什么都没有发生。
And the Lord said, you just keep on digging.
神说你就是持续在挖吧。
Because they are so tired, they need a confirmation from the Lord.
因为他们太累了，他们需要从神那边有一点的印证。
We're all looking for at least some rain, one drop, then we know it's coming, right?
所以你至少有一滴的雨水，你都可以知道说那个水在来吧。
But doesn't happen.
但是也没有发生。
But we always remember when you dig, the water will flow.
但是你要记得，神说了，就是当你挖的时候，这个水会充满。
And where to dig? In the desert.
那哪里去挖呢？在这个旷野里面挖。
The driest place on earth, you dig.
在世界上最干的地方，你来挖。
You can feel it's so painful, right? You dig in the driest place and expect water coming up.
你觉得这是不是很痛苦的一件事情？你在一个最干的地方，然后你挖了一个沟，然后你希望水能够来。
But I want to tell you, this is not the breaking; it's a breakthrough for all the people.
我要跟大家来讲，这个不是一个好像被掰开的事情，而是一个我们大家一起的突破的时刻。
So when you are digging right now, go through a dry season. It's not a breaking, but it's a breakthrough setting up for you.
所以这个好像在你生命中经历这个干燥的这个季节，其实不是你一个好像被掰开的时刻，是我们一起的突破的时刻。
So a lot of people, they talk about why we do that. We might as well you just stop digging. It's nothing happened.
所以神那些人肯定在想说，我们为什么要这样做呢？什么事情都没有发生。
Because I feel that at that time, a lot of people they got confused.
我相信很多的时候，在这个人都会觉得很混乱。
What are we doing here, right? You question.
为什么要这里做
？We keep on digging, and nothing happened.
我们好像持续的挖啊挖，什么都没发生。
I'm sure you know the Lord put a lot of desire, His desire in our heart.
我相信神把他很多的这个渴望放在我们的心中。
Now we don't surrender our desire, the desire God put in our heart. We don't need to surrender that.
我们不需要好像神把那个渴望放在我们的里面，而我们降服于这样的一个渴望。
Because the Lord put it there, I will continue to desire what the Lord put in my heart.
因为我要神放在我的心中，我要持续的来。渴慕神的神放在我心中的渴望。
I desire more water. I desire I don't have to go through this season.
我就是渴慕有更多的水，我渴慕不需要经历这样的一个季节。
But we have to surrender the way we think a certain way will happen in my life.
但是我们需要来降服，就是我们自认为的一定要通过这样的一个方式来成就的。
Many times we thought it's supposed to go like that.
我们很多的时候我们就想说应该是这样发生的。
So all these thoughts we have to surrender.
所以所有这些的想法我们都需要来降服。
Let go the when. When. Let go the word when.
我们要让那个风离开。
不是 ,W-H-E-N, 什么时候
哦哦。我们需要就是我们想到的那个时间我们要需要放弃。
And what and how we have to let it go.
还有什么怎么样做，我们都要把这些东西放手。
Because the whole thing is God has a timetable.
因为重要的是神有他自己的时间表。
God has His own will, God's will.
神有他自己的一个方式。
It doesn't depend our schedule.
它不是关乎我们的时间表。
It's all depend we're willing to do it, and God will do His part.
是在乎我们愿意这样做，神就会做他自己的那一部分。
And also, it's all depend how God reveal His strategy to us.
也是来神怎么样来显明他在我们身上的这个策略。
So what I want to say is, we will do what Lord tell us to do, and God will does what He promised to do.
所以我们要做神要我们怎么样做的，然后神就会去。应许他所要做在我们身上的。
So they dig all night.
所以他们整个晚上都在挖。
Because this, if you read the story, there's one interesting part. They dig and dig, they said until morning.
所以你看到这里有很有趣的一个部分，就是他们挖呀挖，直到第二天的早晨。
If you read the story, it's very interesting. It's that you dig until morning.
你读这故事，你就会觉得有个很有趣的部分，就是说你挖直到早晨。
So you look at, oh, the sun is not up yet.
你去看，哦，太阳还没出来。
It's still dark.
还是黑的。
Because he is sovereign, he is a sovereign sovereignty.
但是他有他的全能。
But the interesting thing is, when the sun comes up in the morning.
但是有趣的是，当早晨太阳升起的时候
，All of a sudden, the water starts flowing.
突然，这个水就开始流了。
And then they explain. So explain is what happened is. It happened in the morning when the grain offering was offered. That suddenly, it's not really suddenly, right? It's suddenly water came from the way of Edom, coming from Edom means red, and the land was filled with water. The next verse.
所以次日早晨，约在献祭的时候，有水从以东来，遍地就满了水。
Okay, the next one, 21.
下面一节。
And when all the Moabites heard that the king came up to fight against them, all who were able to bear arms in order were gathered, and they stood at the border. Next one, one more. Then they rose up early in the morning, and the sun was shining on the water. And the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood.
所以呢，当他们早晨起来的时候呢，他们就摩押众人看见这山王上来要跟他们征战，他们凡能够顶盔冠甲的，无论老少，都聚集站在边界上。次日早晨，日光照在水上，摩押人起来看见对面水红如血。
This is
水红如血。
This is God's strategy.
这就是神的一个策略。
So when the Moabites look at that, they thought, "Wow, it's all blood, right?"
所以当摩押人看到这里说，哇，都是血。
Actually, it's not blood. It's the sunshine on the water turned the color into red.
实际上不是血，是因为太阳照在水面上，以至于这个颜色变成像血一样的红。
That's why they dig all night. Nothing will happen.
所以他们一整夜，他们就是挖，什么都没有发生。
Because God has a higher strategy.
因为神有个更高的一个策略。
He know the time.
他知道那个时刻。
He said when the sun come out.The water will start flowing.
当那个太阳升起的时候，水就开始流动了。
So the king of Moab, they saw, they thought, they're fighting, they're killing each other. That's why all the blood was there.
所以摩押人以为他们是彼此相杀，因为他们看到地上满是血。
And the three kings, they slaughtered the enemy.
那这个三个王呢，就杀了这个仇敌。
You know, I want to point out something is.God always promises, you know, remember the scripture said, I have not seen, ye have not heard.
所以神一直在应许，就是说是眼未所见，耳未听见的。
And neither it entered into your heart.
甚至还没有进到你心里的，心里也没想到的。
This is also the thus says the Lord.
这也是神如此说的。
So our part is, follow the instruction, you keep digging, and God will do his part.
所以我们这个部分我们想要做的就是来顺从神的指引，然后来挖井，然后神要做他所要做的。
Another scripture I love is talk about weeping may endure for a night.
那我们在教会里面常常说的，我们一夜虽有哭泣
，but joy, right? Come on,
早晨必有欢呼。
This is our journey.
这就是我们的旅程。
It's not forever you will be weeping.
不可能你永远是在一个哭泣的状态。
But joy will come.
但是喜乐会来
，But not according to our timetable.
但是不是根据我们的时间表
，According to His timetable.
而是根据他的时间表。
So God always wants us just wait and wait.
所以神一直跟我们讲，你就是等候，等候。
Is that wait until morning?
是等候直到早晨。
Sometimes you know when we waiting, we don't even know what's next.
有的时候当我们等候的时候，我们甚至不知道下面会发生什么。
The waiting part is you keep on doing what God tells you to do.
那等候的这个时候呢，你要持续的做神要你所做的。
I found that even now the Lord is really encouraging us to dig, have a very good foundation.
所以我觉得现在神是让我们来挖，那我们有一个很好的根基。
In a different area, God wants us to dig deep and have good foundation.
在不同的层面，神都让我们挖深，能够有好的一个根基。
And wait till the time, the water, the water, the spirit of God will flow in our life.
所以等候神的那个时间，让神的水能够来流到我们的生命中。
But when you read the scripture, you thought, you know, it comes suddenly, the water.
你 读这个经文的时候，你看到水是突然来的
，right？
是吗
？Suddenly，
actually, 突然。
When you read the whole story, it's not suddenly.
但是你整个的故事读下来的时候，你知道它不是突然间发生的。
They have been digging and digging and they gradually digging, digging, prepare for the water to come.
他们实际上是挖呀挖呀挖，渐渐的，他们挖的时候水就开始来了。
That's why I say, you know, nothing happens suddenly. You have to prepare. You have to prepare for the suddenly.
所以没有一件事情是立刻发生的，你需要来预备预备，只等到那个时刻。
So sometimes.I feel, you know, when we go through a very crisis situation.
所以有的时候我们经历我们人生的危机。
And nothing happened.
什么都没有发生。
After you read the scripture, you know that because the sun is not up yet.
所以当你读了这个经文，你知道太阳还没升起呢。
Maybe it's a long night.
还有一个长夜。
Right, it's a long light.
还有一个长夜。
I remember one time, you know, I was talk about I was what do you call that lay off
我记得有一次我呢被就是那个没有工作了
and then they always said you know when the Lord closed one door they will open another door
那总是有人说那神关了一个门呢就会开另一个门
right you all be like okay praise God the Lord going to promote me to a better job, right?
所以我们就说哈利路亚，感谢主，神会提升我到一个更好的工作。
But I wait for a long time without job.
但是我等了很长时间是没有工作。
All of a sudden, the Lord gave me a vision.
突然神给了我一个异象。
This door closed.
这个门没有关住。
The 门关了。
门这个门关了。
So waiting for the other door to open.
然后等候另外一个门打开。
But the hallway is so long.
但是呢，这个厅这个长道很长。
It's a long hallway I have to walk through.
我现在要走过一个很长的一个门厅。
So the door still open, but it's a long hallway.
这个门实际上是开的，但是我要走过这个长的这个道路。
So sometimes it all depends how you interpret what the Lord promised.
所以有的时候是需要你要很正确的来理解神的那个应许的。
The waiting part is because the sun is not up yet.
那这个等候的是因为这个太阳还没有升起呢。
Remember, God promised never leave you or forsake you.
记得神说他永远不离弃你，不放弃你。
He never abandoned you.
他不永远不会就是离弃你。
When God said sunrise, the sun will come out.
当神说太阳要升起，太阳就会升起。
When they declare water come, water start flowing.
当他来，就是宣告水会来流，水就会流进。
I believe God has his own timetable.
我相信神有他自己的时间表。
So in his timetable, God will release healing in your body.
所以在神的时间的里面，他会释放医治在你的身体的里面。
God can release joy upon your life.
他可以在你的生命中释放那个喜乐。
God can release freedom for you.
神会来释放自由。
Even if it doesn't, you start continue digging.
甚至你觉得你好像卡住了，但你要继续的来挖。
Remember,
记得
I will continue to dig until he does.
我要继续的挖，直到他做成。
So I feel that this morning, you know, we need our heart to full of trenches, ditches our heart.
所以我觉得我们的心是需要来挖满了沟的。
Have that longing and that desire.
有这样的一个渴慕，有这样的一个期待。
Let God fulfill His promise in our life.
让神来成就他在我们生命当中的应许。
We just continue to be humble before Him.
我们要持续的在神面前保持谦卑。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Pastor Daniel and I have many things in common.
Pastor Daniel 和我呢有很多我们是相同的。
When I first came to this church, I was 168 pounds.
当我第一次来到这个教会的时候，我是138磅。
I probably looked more like Levi than I do the guy standing up here right now.
我所以看上去像 Levi， 好像站在这里。
But in my defense, that was 30 years ago.
那个时候已经是三十年以前了。
And back then, Pastor Gideon preached about time.
那时候就是赵爸来讲到时间。
And the two words for time in Greek.
那在时间呢，在那个希腊文里面有两个词。
Does anybody, any of the old timers remember what it was?
那有些的年纪大的知道这个字是什么吗？
Chronos and Kairos.
是 Chronos 和 Kairos.
And I remember Papa Gideon standing up and saying, Chronos, 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 Kairos.
我记得赵爸说到 Chronos, 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 然后就 Kairos 了。
And that Chronos is about the time that passes, that's measured in minutes and hours and months.
所以这个前面的 Chronos 那个时间呢是用时间秒刻来量度的。
And Kairos is about the moment.
那 Kairos 呢就是一个关键的那个时刻。
The moment of the explosion.
就是那个爆炸的时刻。
And that Chronos is about seasons.
那 Chronos 呢是代表一些的季节。
And Kairos is about the harvest.
那个 Kairos 就是代表那个丰收。
And when it's time,
当是时候的时候，
we need to harvest.
我们需要这样的一个丰收。
And we need to reap.
我们也需要来收割。
Can we all stand up and pray?
我们一起起立，我们来祷告。
Lord, we choose to be a church that invests in the Chronos.
主啊，我们选择这个教会是来选择 Chronos 的教会。
That invests in the digging.
我们在这个投资在这个挖掘上。
So that when the water comes,
所以当水来的时候。
So that when the harvest comes,
当这个丰收来的时候。
We're ready.
我们是预备好的。
Lord, we choose to seek after your heart.
主啊，我们选择是跟随你心意的。
To be a church and a body and a family that seeks after your heart.
是作为一个教会，作为一个身体，作为一个家室来跟随你的心的。
That looks to you for your timing.
我们是来仰望你，来看你的时间表。
That embraces the Chronos.
我们来拥抱那个 Chronos.
That embraces the digging.
我们也来拥抱这样的一个挖掘。
That walks down the long hallway.
我们知道，我们也能够走过那个长长的门厅。
Knowing that in the Kairos moment.
知道在那个 Kairos 的时刻。
In the appointed time.
在你所按立的时刻。
You will open that door.
你会开那个门。
Father, we choose to be faithful.
主啊，我们选择在你面前忠信、忠实。
In every season.
在每一个季节。
Because we believe that the harvest is coming.
因为我们相信丰收的时刻来了。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We have prayer teams that are available over to the right.
我们那个会后，我们有这样的一个祷告的服事的团队在那边。
And PA Spring Break is coming up after next Sunday, so this will be might be the last time we have to clean up the chairs for a little while.
所以我们下周他们要开学了，所以我们这是最后一周，我们可以这个椅子放在这儿。